According to the 2012 Trafficking in Persons report released in June, there are an estimated 27 million slaves around the world. On Tuesday, President Barack Obama spoke in New York City at the Clinton Global Initiative on the topic of human trafficking.
I do not use that word slavery lightly. It evokes, obviously, one of the most painful chapters in our nation's history.
The speech comes on the heels of the 150th anniversary of the Emancipation Proclamation.
Our fight against human trafficking is one of the great human rights causes of our time, and the United States will continue to lead it in partnership with you. The change we seek will not come easy, but we can draw strength from the movements of the past.
Modern-day slavery is defined by the United Nations as the recruitment, transport, transfer, harboring, or receipt of a person by such means as threats or use of force or other forms of coercion, of abduction, or fraud, or deception for the purpose of exploitation. Human trafficking takes on many different forms, from men being forced to work on fishing boats and in fields, to women being locked in sweatshops, to young boys being forced to become soldiers, and little girls repeatedly being used for sex acts.
It is barbaric, and it is evil, and it has no place in a civilized world.
The president announced an executive order that would strengthen protections against trafficking in persons and federal contracts.
It's specific about the prohibitions. It does more to protect workers. It ensures stronger compliance. In short, we're making clear that American tax dollars must never, ever be used to support the trafficking of human beings. We will have zero tolerance. We mean what we say. We will enforce it.
President Obama said in his speech that modern anti-trafficking laws must be passed and enforced, justice systems must be strengthened, and victims must be cared for. He is also calling on Congress to renew the Trafficking Victims Protection Act. A common misconception is that modern-day slavery takes place exclusively in large cities or overseas. It also happens here. Numbers released early in 2012 ranked North Carolina 7th in the nation in human trafficking. L.C. Morris takes us into a world where the trading of human life for sex or labor could be happening closer to home.
Human trafficking in the United States has become a serious social problem in many parts of the country. Today, you'll hear the story of Anne, as read by Jacqueline Morris. Anne was a victim of child human trafficking. She was recruited at the age of 11 by someone she thought was a friend into the sex trade right under her mother's nose. This form of modern-day slavery allowed Anne to go home every night after the exploitation would occur and then on to school. The routine would continue for years.
I was just a normal 11-year-old girl. I was shy and had a hard time making friends at school. But one day a girl that seemed really nice came up to me and asked me to eat lunch with her in the cafeteria. Every day after that, she sat with me and seemed interested in me. It felt good to finally have someone that was my friend. One day, while we were at her home, she said, "Let's go over to my uncle's house, and he will get us some ice cream and probably take us to buy some clothes." He was really nice, and he took us in his new van to get some ice cream. Then he said that we could pick out 3 outfits, and he took us shopping. The clothes that he wanted us to get were much more sexier than I had ever worn.
More than 2,500 incidents of human trafficking were investigated between January 2008 and June 2010, according to the Justice Department's Bureau of Justice. 48% involved adult prostitution, 40% involved the prostitution or sexual exploitation of a child.
Here in North Carolina, the two most common entities of human trafficking are sex trafficking and labor trafficking.
Detective Chauncey Congleton, Pitt County Sheriff's Department. He heads up the Human Trafficking Task Force.
You'll find that most of all your human trafficking victims, whether it be sexual or labor trafficking, that the victim is always going to live where they work.
Human trafficking is the illegal trade in human beings for the purposes of reproductive slavery, commercial sexual exploitation, forced labor, or a modern-day form of slavery.
Human trafficking is not your cut-and-dry case. It's not like an armed robbery or a break-in that you would work as a law enforcement officer. It's an organization. It's organized crime.
According to experts, North Carolina is a prime location for human trafficking because of major highways. For example, Interstates 85 and 95. Just last month, the U.S. Attorney's Office stated that trafficking has increased and cited I-77 and I-40 as well. Agriculture plays a big role.
dealing with labor trafficking on farms, you will find that the trafficker will come up with makeshift grocery stores on the farmland. They would take a single wide trailer or an old ran down shack on that land and make it a grocery store. They would charge the victim $5 for a pack of hot dogs, or $20 for a six pack of beer, $5 for a roll of toilet tissue. And they'll make sure that when payday comes, the victim gets no paycheck.
The most common forms of enslavement include labor, such as farming or working in a sweatshop, and the sex trade.
By the time I left Uncle's house, I had been raped 4 times and told to return the next night and on the weekends. He told me that if I told anyone, that he would kill my mom and my sister. And he said that if I tried to run away, that they could find me anywhere. I went home and I did not tell my mom. I went straight to bed. The next morning, I got up and I went to school. I was so hurt by this girl. And as it turns out, she was a recruiter who had just got girls to come to Uncle's house, who was not really her uncle, but a trafficker of children into sex slavery. For the next years, this was my life, being raped every night and going to school during the day.
Human traffickers target those who are society's most vulnerable. Victims include immigrants and children, children who are loners or runaways.
The average age of entry into prostitution in the United States is 12 to 14 years old.
Charity Magnuson, director of NC Stop Human Trafficking.
A grown man will go to wherever there is a 13-year-old girl, schools or malls or parks, and go up to a group of 3 or 4 girls and give them all a compliment. And the girl who doesn't know how to take the compliment because she has low self-esteem, that's the girl that he'll target. And he'll work on her for anywhere from 6 hours to 6 months until he can convince her that he loves her and that he's her boyfriend and he's going to take care of her.
She says pimp-controlled prostitution is the norm.
Then eventually he starts to manipulate her, and usually drugs are introduced, and tells her that you need to do this for me because all of these things I've done for you before.
The United States is the second highest rated destination for sex trade, and North Carolina is one of the states with the highest population of human trafficking, ranking 8th out of the top 10 states in 2010 and 7th in 2011.
Domestic sex trafficking, which deals with our people right here in America, you know, underage girls on the street prostituting because their mom and dad owe a drug debt to a drug dealer. They pawn off their children, their 15, 16-year-old daughters, to these drug dealers, so they put them on the street to make money to pay off their drug debt.
The federal government and the state of North Carolina has been targeting this crime for several years. One cannot discount the fear that victims live under. They usually have been physically and sexually assaulted, and the emotion battering involved in psychological control is constant. Again, we hear from Anne.
I was told not to look the men in the eyes that raped me, and told that I could not look the trafficker in the eye either. He said that he owned me, and that I had to do whatever he told me to. Sometimes they beat me, and made sure that it could not be seen outside of my clothing so that my mom wouldn't know. My life was filled with terror. I stayed that way for years. Finally, when I was 16, now filled with so much anger and resentment towards my mom, the law enforcement people rescued me.
Based upon cases where race was known, the Justice Department documented sex trafficking victims were more likely to be black at 40% or white at 26%. Compared to labor trafficking victims, who were more likely to be Hispanic at 63% or Asian at 17%.
These girls are shipped out every week. They'll come in on Sunday night or early Monday morning, and then they'll stay there and prostitute for the remainder of that week, and they'll get shipped out late Sunday or early Monday. Then a new shipment of girls will come in.
An estimated 100,000 youths are prostituted every year in the United States. Lowell and Sally Sinense are the founders of Wings of Shelter International.
They're being utilized from anywhere from 10 to 20 times a night. The child is extremely traumatized. Once a law enforcement investigator rescues this child out of this plight, they're brought to our safe house. At that point, they're pretty frightened, they're pretty brainwashed, and they're very, very untrusted. They don't know anyone in their lives at that point that they can truly trust.
Based in Florida, Sally says Wings of Shelter may be the only safe house for youths in their state who were once prostitutes.
We find that child has extreme post-traumatic stress disorders. They have nightmares. They have a brainwashing that the sophisticated traffickers have used on them where they're trained not to look directly into the eyes, they have such a low self-esteem and such a sense of terror inside of them.
Numbers show most confirmed suspects were 81% male, more than half at 62% were black, while labor trafficking suspects were more likely to be Hispanic at 48%.
It's just like a circuit. These girls may come from Puerto Rico, Russia, Mexico, Venezuela, and a lot of the times by way of New York or Atlanta, Georgia. And they are shipping in and throughout every brothel in Georgia. Come on down I-85, start working them in brothels in South Carolina, on into Charlotte, on into Durham, Raleigh, on up to my town, Greenville, all the eastern North Carolina towns and cities, and they'll rotate them out.
83% of victims in confirmed sex trafficking cases were identified as U.S. citizens, while most confirmed labor trafficking victims were identified as undocumented aliens at 67% or qualified aliens at 28%.
Human trafficking is the fastest growing crime in the world, and I do predict that it will surpass illegal gun running by 2012. If not by 2012, before 2013 comes in.
Victims of modern-day slavery have many faces. They are men and women, adults and children. NC Stop Human Trafficking is a statewide organization whose mission is to eradicate modern-day slavery in all its forms. For more information, log on to ncstophumantrafficking.wordpress.com. Wings of Shelter International Incorporated is an organization dedicated to the intervention of human trafficking and child slavery. More information can be found at wingsofshelter.com. I'm L.C. Morris.